Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode.
Blessings, everybody. Welcome again to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. It's always such a joy and such an honor to be with you guys every single week. I want to talk to you guys today as we live in these crazy times. You know, there's so much going on the earth from the pandemic. If it's not that, it's all kinds of different things. And I think that it's so key and so important in these times to really teach the people, the believers, the church in itself, how to fight. Because one of the signs in the end times of what this glorious church, the church of God, who Jesus is coming for, she has two attributes, the bride does. She is a warrior, but she's also intimate with Father. And so we have to teach the bride of Christ how to warfare correctly, how to do spiritual warfare, how to fight correctly. So I just want to come real quick to you today and really teach you three areas where the enemy begins to attack. Three areas where you could say the enemy is going to aim to the body of Christ, or aim at your heart, or aim, you know, in certain areas of your life. The first one that I want to talk to you about, it's important for us to understand, because if I know where the enemy is going to aim at me, then at least I'm prepared. You know, it's kind of like somebody who's going to, you're aiming at something. Well, it's important to know where the aim is. This way you're not prey to it. You don't fall into the trap of the enemy. The Bible says that Satan roams around like a roaring lion, and he's looking for somebody to devour. You know, it's important for us to go, well, where is the aim coming at? What is he aiming towards? What is the enemy trying to attack me in? What areas? And so sometimes when we have these glorious moments with God, and we have amazing times with God, and we want to stay there. But then there are days where they're hard days. I'm sure you can vouch for it, that there are days where there are just some hard days. Sometimes there's some hard seasons. And we have to know what's behind it. We have to know what, is there an attack behind it? We have to know, am I going through a test? Is it a process I'm going through? And if it's an attack, I want to know what the enemy is attacking. What is his aim? See, the enemy has no access to you unless we give him access. And in the three areas that he wants to access, number one, I want you to take note of this, is that he's coming to aim at your heart. That is one of his aims. If he can pierce the heart, then he has pierced your life. The Bible says that, it's Proverbs chapter 4, to guard our heart, because out of it flows the issues of life. It says out of it flows life. So our heart is key. So what the enemy is going to do is he's going to try to pierce your heart in any way he possibly can. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Then we read Proverbs 4, guard your heart. God is constantly talking to us about our heart. The Bible says in Samuel that God is a God that looks at the heart, that man looks at the outer, but God looks at the heart. The Bible says that it is with the heart that we believe God. It is with the heart that we were saved. So the Bible says that the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And then love your neighbor as you love yourself is the second commandment. Our heart is key. So the aim of the enemy is to pierce your heart, because out of it will flow the issues of life. So if the enemy can target your heart with situations that arise, something that is bugging you, something that is hurting you, if he can puncture your heart, he wants to hit you where it hurts. More than likely, the way he's going to do it is through loved ones, through people that are close to you, through somebody that you love. The enemy is not going to attack you with somebody you don't know. He's usually going to attack you through a situation with somebody that you love. Why? Because he's trying to aim at your heart. Because he knows that out of it flows the issues of life. He knows that if he can puncture the heart, then he probably has your life. That's why the Bible tells us time and time again to guard our heart. Psalm 51:10 says, create in me, God, a pure heart and renew a steadfast spirit within me. He wants to pierce your heart with desires, with all kinds of temptations. Look what it says in Psalm 73:26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. So we've got to guard our heart and allow God to be our strength, no matter what you are facing. You know, sometimes I have to speak to myself when I'm having a hard day, because we all have them. And I know that the enemy is trying to puncture or trying to aim at my heart by saying things, by insinuating things, by making me question what maybe God has spoken that he said he's going to do. It hasn't come to pass yet. I'm waiting for the promise. You know, some of you are listening to me, and the Bible says that a heart deferred or hope deferred makes the heart sick. Sometimes we can make ourselves sick. And the aim of the enemy will always be to target your heart. Because let's say you're waiting for something. You're waiting right now for God to answer something. A loved one to come home. You're waiting for God to answer you when it comes to your family. I don't know, a marriage that needs restoration. Whatever the case may be, no matter what situation you find yourself in, the aim is always going to be the enemy attacking your heart. That is his aim. What is he trying to do? Well, there are certain things that he wants to do, which takes me to my next point. Satan always wants to hurt your heart. If he can hurt your heart, it's very hard to fight. I have been in times in my life where my heart has been hurt. And when your heart is hurt, it's very hard to get up and fight. It's very hard for you to get up and do spiritual warfare. So the enemy uses loved ones. He will use hope deferred. He will use things that haven't been answered yet to tell you otherwise, to make you doubt the Father that has promised it to you. So that's why we've got to give our hearts completely to God. Guard your heart, for out of it flows the issues of life. Don't allow offense to come in. Do not allow hurt to penetrate. And although we may feel hurt, but deal with it right away. I never allow something to stay a very long time, a situation, an offense. We have to deal with those things. If we don't deal with them, then it's going to be prey. It's going to be the lure that the enemy uses, because his aim is to pierce your heart. Maybe you're watching me and you've been hurt. Maybe you're watching me and your heart feels tired. Well, God is telling you today through this podcast, guard your heart. Do not allow it to penetrate, because that's where he's going to attack your heart. The second aim that the enemy will use will be your mind. See, you got to hear what I'm going to say. It doesn't go from your mind to your heart. It goes from your heart to your mind. So anything that happens to us, it first starts out in the heart. That's why it says guard your heart. Because whenever something happens to us that hurt our heart, that maybe is causing our heart to grow weary, that maybe we don't have joy. You know, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. But maybe we have been weary in the waiting. Maybe the heart feels tired. Well, or it feels fainting, like it's fainting. It doesn't go from your head, mind, to your heart. It starts in the heart. So that's why now the next aim the enemy will use is the aim against your mind. So it goes from the heart to the mind. So I'd like to call it like this, psychological warfare. There are a lot of people that are going through psychological warfare. Thoughts in your mind, thoughts that the enemy has planted in your head. And yes, perhaps we don't always have great days all the time. But in the low days, you got to remember something. The aim is going to be for your mind. The enemy is going to want to attack it to such an extent that you actually start to believe the lie. The suggestion that God maybe has abandoned you, that God has left you, that God is not going to answer, that maybe you heard wrong, that maybe that's why he's taking so long, that maybe he's not the father that he said he is. He's going to go after your mind. You have to guard your heart. Because if you guard your heart, it cannot penetrate your mind. So the second aim is your mind. The enemy's going to want to attack the mind. It's very hard for an individual to do spiritual warfare correctly if their mind and their thoughts are completely out of whack. It's very hard for us to serve the Lord correctly if our mind is on all these negative thoughts. It's hard. As a matter of fact, you can get exhausted physically by the thoughts that you think about. Some people have recurring thoughts, a cycle of thought. You have to shut all that down. And you have to understand that the aim of the enemy is to pierce your heart, but also to get to your mind, to tell you things that this is all there is to your life. But it's all a lie. The Bible says that the truth will set you free. The third aim is going to be for your strength. Your strength. The enemy is going to want to attack you in such a way where he attacks your strength. He doesn't want you to have strength. He doesn't want you to be this vigilant individual, full of energy and full of stamina. See, a church that knows how to warfare, a people that know how to do spiritual warfare, guard their heart. They guard their mind, and they guard and they protect their strength. The enemy's job, matter of fact, one of the spirits, the spirit of witchcraft, will always love to tire out an individual. Have you ever felt tired and you've already slept? Have you ever felt exhausted, but you're still tired and you're still sleepy? Well, sometimes behind that, well, it could be a physical ailment, but it could also be a spiritual attack. When you just feel exhausted, when you don't have the stamina to fight, when you don't have the energy anymore, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. Think about that. The joy of the Lord is my strength. It says that he's an ever-present help in time of need. He's our strength. He's our fortress. He's our refuge. But what the enemy will do is he'll use all kinds of situations. And one of the areas that the enemy will use is when you have been waiting for something, but it feels like it's tearing. And it feels like there's delay. And you've been waiting a long time. Or perhaps you're fighting a spiritual battle. And after a while, it feels like it's getting old. Where you go, am I ever going to have a breakthrough in this area? You know what the enemy will do? God is using it to form you. God is using that desert season, that season of process, to not only process your character, but to mature us. He's using it, but the enemy is also using it. And if we're not careful, his aim is going to be to get us tired. You have to watch your strength. Yes, if you need a nap, go nap. But you have to guard your strength. You're going to need your strength to fight a spiritual battle. You're going to need your strength to be able to fight against the wicked schemes of the enemy. You're going to need your strength to wake up in the morning and to seek the Lord. The three aims that the enemy will attack your life when you have those low days. He takes advantage of us. The enemy is always looking for an opportune time. He's looking for a day where you just don't feel it. He's looking for a day where somebody hurt you. He's looking for a day where somebody maybe answered you like they shouldn't have answered you. He's looking for one of those moments that he can penetrate. What is his aim? Your heart. What is his aim? Your mind. Because if he got to your heart, he got to your mind. You have to guard those thoughts. You have to speak to yourself. You have to nullify those thoughts. You have to do warfare. And you have to guard your strength. And the enemy will use it. He will use the times you're waiting and you haven't had this breakthrough. And tell me if it's not true. You get tired of fighting. Some of you have been in spiritual battles so long that you're going, is this ever going to come to pass? When am I going to have my breakthrough? When is that thing going to finally break? Listen, you've got to be careful when you start asking those questions, because what the enemy is insinuating is that you're getting tired. What the enemy is insinuating is, look at you. You haven't had it. And look how long. And it's been a year. And it's been 2 years. What is he trying to do? He's trying to get you tired. Don't fall prey to these three traps. That is his aim. He wants you tired. Listen, if you got to take vitamins, take vitamins. If you've got to, you know, go exercise because you've been lacking stamina, then you need to go exercise. But you need to have strength for spiritual warfare. You have to be strong in your body physically, but also in your spirit, man. You cannot grow weary. You have to be strong every day. Remember, these are the three aims of your enemy. And I want to leave you with this. There are always weapons that God has given us. God has given us weapons to fight. God has given us so many weapons. There are over 300 weapons in your Bible. God has given us praise and worship. God has given us prayer, his blood. God has given us his name. God has given us so many weapons. His word is a weapon. We have to stand up every day and be ready for the battle. The Bible says that we're called to be watchmen in the last hour. We're called to be watchmen, always ready, always alert. We cannot be people that fall asleep spiritually. You cannot be a people that grow weary. Do not grow weary. You have to be strong in this hour. No matter what the earth is facing, no matter what the world is going through, you know what I do? I shut down social media because it gets exhausting to watch all the negativity. I have to, for my own sanity, I have to turn off certain things. Why? Because I am not going to allow the enemy to take aim at my heart, my mind, and I know that I need strength. And sometimes when you see what's going on around the earth and you see all the world and aside from the pandemic, all the other chaos, and you look at it, it can get exhausting. It gets exhausting to see all kinds of things on the earth and things that haven't changed. But can I tell you something? We cannot out of our mouths ever declare that we are tired. We are not a people that grow weary. We are not a people that grow tired. We are people that encourage ourselves in the Lord. We are people that draw strength from the Lord. The Bible says that he is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. You got to guard your joy. Do not allow anything to take your joy because that's your strength. You got to have hope for tomorrow, hope for today, hope for the future, hope for your destiny, and hope for your purpose in life. So whatever you've got to do, guard your mind. Guard your thought life. Guard your heart. Be careful. Don't allow anything to come in. Don't let it penetrate, and guard your strength. I'm going to pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I declare over your people, God, that they are being watchmen and watchful, Father, over their minds, over their hearts, and even over their strength. And I pray that through this podcast, anybody that has gotten weak and weary, today they rise in the name of Jesus, that they take their place as sons and daughters, that they take their place, Father, in their position of authority, God, and that they draw strength from heaven, that they draw strength from you. Father, I pray for their mind, and Father, we renounce and we nullify every thought, and Father, we guard our hearts today from all the wicked schemes of the enemy. From all that the earth is showing us right now, we guard our hearts, God. We do not get, Father, drunk on anything, God, but we call sobriety to your people now. We ask this in the name of Jesus, God. Amen and amen. I love you guys. Remember, guard your heart, guard your mind, and please guard your strength. I love you. Until next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.